This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here today, friends, for WGOD, where we are tuning into God's frequency today. God has got a lot to say today. If you care enough to tune into His frequency to where He's broadcasting, He's got a word for you today about His Son, Jesus Christ. We're going to listen here today and Tuesday and Wednesday. My sermon I preached on the Sunday prior to Christmas, entitled The Humbled and Exalted Christ. And I love to hear John MacArthur and David Jeremiah on this, using this same text here during this Christmas season of Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. And instead of looking traditionally at Matthew and Luke, we're looking at the theology behind Christmas. And that's where we're going to start here, Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, with the command, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. That's where we're going to stand. What a command. Paul's commanding you to have Jesus' mind. Maybe you say, oh, it's preposterous. I can't do that. Oh, yeah? You already have it. That's where we're going to start. At least it's available to you. That's where we're going to start here today's message. For more info on this ministry, you can go to WGOD Radio. And also, too, I've got 5 or 6 New Testament, my New Testament Bibles available for any gift of any donation for this radio ministry here. For more info on that, you can write to me, Paul at WMIEFM.com, and I can let you know how to proceed further than that. For any gift, for any amount, I will give you one of my New Testament Bible translations. So I'd love to hear from you again, Paul at WMIEFM.com. Let's hear part one now of this message, The Humbled and Exalted Christ.
Perhaps the most significant key theme this year as I study and prepare each Sunday and then preach, what I've discovered and shared to you is that the Bible is supernatural. Nothing in here is ordinary. But everything is extraordinary or extraordinary. So I want to take a break this week in our ongoing study in the book of Acts. And I want to look at something supernatural. And that is the arrival of Jesus Christ and what transpired behind the scenes as the Savior's birth is on everyone's mind here this season. The text I want to look at is in the book of Philippians, chapter 2. And I want to tie this into the birth of Christ. Believe it or not, even the Apostle Paul has some terrific insight into this awesome mystery of the birth of Jesus Christ. It certainly is not run-of-the-mill. It's supernatural, as supernatural can be. How many virgins that do you know of that gave birth? Thank you. I got one. That's why I'm so vehemently against some of those Bible translations that change that word. Some Bibles say,
behold, a young woman will be found with child and give birth. Young woman?
How many young women do you think have given birth since Adam?
I'll conservatively say 40 trillion.
How many virgins have given birth?
One.
It's supernatural. The birth of Jesus is supernatural. Normally, churches on Christmas, you either read the Gospel of Luke or we read Matthew and look at the Christmas story. But I want to kind of mix it up here and do something different today. Now, we're in Philippians chapter 2, under the heading in my Bible and name for this sermon, The Humbled and Exalted Christ. Philippians chapter 2, everybody there? Verse 5, it says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. There's the imperative command portion of today's text. You see that? It says, have the same mind or mindset that our Lord Jesus had. That's a command. It says, let this mind. It's the same command as do this or don't do this. He says, let this mind. Imagine that. In other words, he's saying, think like Jesus. Now, maybe you laugh and scoff at that and say, how in the world can I ever do that? How could I think like Jesus? Maybe you say, that's impossible.
I beg to differ.
God, write this down. God will never instruct you to do something that, with his help, you cannot do. Anything that God puts on your heart, any command that he tells you to do, anything that he puts on your heart to do, you can do. The Bible says, I can do all things through Jesus Christ, who, right, gives me strength. Let this mind be in you. A command even. Now I sound like Snagglepuss.
That's a command even.
It's the kernel. Let's turn. Let me read it to you. 1 Corinthians 2:16. It says, for who has known the mind of the Lord? Now that's on the handout. He's quoting Job. So he's talking about the Lord God, the Father. He says, who has known the mind of the Lord? Capital L-O-R-D, Jehovah, Yahweh. Who has known the mind of the Lord? That we may instruct him. But we, the text says, we have the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians 2:16. You've got it. You've got it already. So I guess since he commands us, I guess we need to use it or put it into practice. The Bible says it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. You've already got it on the inside of you. Not only is it possible, you've got it. I think this is eye-opening, is it not? Who wants to lead this church with the mind of Christ today? You want to think like he did? Not only can you possess it, you're commanded to possess it. Like when the Apostle Paul said in chapter 4 of this Philippians letter, he says, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is just, lovely, of good report, if there's anything praiseworthy, here's the key.
Meditate on these things,
and the God of peace will be with you. This is the mind of Christ and how you possess it. This, by the way, is how you get all your prayers answered. If it's Christ in you, and if you've got the mind of Christ, and all of a sudden something pops into your mind to go pray for someone, what do you think's going to happen? It's not you, it's the Lord in you leading you to pray for something. This is how things happen in your life, because you have the mind of Christ. You just got to put it into practice by meditating in this book. Right, Joshua 1:8, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, so that Midas touch... so that
things may be well with you.
We can't even get out of the first verse, and I thought I had a short sermon today. Let this mind be in you. Or I always have a finger in Philippians 2. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, verse 6, all right, now he's going to go off on a little tangent now. He's going to stop with a command, and now all he did was mention the name of Jesus, and that's all that he needs. He's just like me. I'm just like him. Say the name of Jesus, and I'm going to go off. That's all he had to do, was say the name of Jesus. So he's done with the command. Now he's going to tell you something about Jesus, who, comma, being in the form of God, verse 6, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. Here's our Greek lesson for the day. The word translated being is a present active participle. Present meaning it's here and now. It's not in the future. Active means it's not dormant and it's not sleeping. And a participle. A participle in English is a word ending in ing. Like eating, walking, sleeping, drinking, talking, exercising. I've translated it existing. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, who, existing, not existed, not will exist, is present. And woohoo, is he active. And he's in the here and now. It's right now. Point is, Jesus Christ has always been God, who, existing. That's why I hate the New American Standard here. New American Standard prides themselves on how perfect they are. And yet they translated that, who existed in the form of God. No, you've got it wrong. He's existing or being. It's a now word, not a past. He never ceased being God. He didn't stop being God to become a man. He was God and man, right, at the same time. Never is there a time when he stopped being God. Jesus Christ is existing in the form of God, even before he was born. Let's go on a little trip. Let's look at Luke chapter 1 now, verse 26.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I did not make it.